The Amdram Shoutout on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say that joining me on the phone from a car park in the darkest Woking, we have Sarah, Freddie and Alex. Good evening all.
Good evening.
Hey, oh, I was a bit worried then, I thought you'd gone. How are you all?
Doing well.
Excellent, and you're here to talk about Simply Theatre.
Indeed.
And a show you've got coming up next week. Scared yet?
No, we're doing well.
Excellent. Good news. Right, okay, well, let's start about talking about Simply Theatre. Now, we've had Simply Theatre on before last year when you did Grease, but it will be one that's quite new to some people. So can you tell us a little bit about Simply Theatre?
So Simply Theatre was set up in 2005 by Nicole Connell when she outgrew youth theatres in the local area and needed somewhere to perform. So she came up with her own company, and the name changed in 2010 to Simply Theatre, and we've been doing annual shows ever since.
Oh, fantastic. That's the way to do it, isn't it? Just set your own one up.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And so you've done Grease. What else have you been doing over the past few years then?
Our first show was in 2006, and that was Hot Mikado.
Okay.
From there, we've done a variety of different things, including a variety act night called Comedy Tonight. We've also done a couple of straight plays, such as A Streetcar Named Desire, Forbidden Planet, obviously Grease, like you said, and a bit of fun time, including Into the Woods and The Funny Thing and Way to the Forum.
Fantastic. And have you all been with the company since the beginning, or are you all quite new to the company?
I've probably been with it the longest in the car currently.
Is that Freddie?
Yes.
Hi, Freddie.
Way back in 2007, actually.
Oh, okay, so you're a real old hand then.
The kind of youth theatre sort of outside of school workshop company.
Yeah.
And I did Alice Junior, and that's where I kind of just joined and been with them since.
Okay, and what about Alex? What brought you to Simply Theatre?
This is my first show with Simply Theatre.
Okay.
I actually found out about the company through Facebook, of all places. I just saw an advert pop up, and I came along to audition, and it turns out that it's such a small world. I knew half of the people that were involved in the company from university and from other companies and things. So it's great. It's brilliant.
Excellent. So tell us a bit about the production that you are currently rehearsing.
We're currently rehearsing for our production of Rent by Jonathan Larson, which is it's a rock opera, so it's sung all the way through, just like an opera, but the score is rock and pop music.
Yeah.
I think I'll hand you over to Freddie to tell you a little bit about plot and
okay.
show. Okay.
Absolutely.
An expert.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about Rent then, Freddie.
So Rent is a musical, like a rock opera musical, like Alex just said, and it follows the story of eight friends, really, throughout their time together over the course of 1 year, through lots of different scenarios and issues, which we won't go into detail with, if you come and see to find out what those are.
Yeah.
But it's kind of all followed almost from my character's perspective. I play Mark, who is a bohemian sort of film director trying to make his way, and he's just given up with screenplays and started this new documentary focused on all his friends, really.
Okay. And it's quite a modern musical for one of, you know, in terms of some of the issues it deals with. They're quite modern issues, aren't they?
Yes. Really, the main issues it deals with are those of relationships, including friendships and those like romantic ones as well, as well as AIDS is possibly the biggest focus as a result of this, if people do come and watch, we will be doing a retiring collection for the Terence Higgins Trust.
Excellent. Good. Okay, there must be some challenges involved in putting on a production like that, particularly, you know, something that's sung through, and, you know, how have you sort of risen to those challenges?
A lot of breathing exercises in terms of the singing through, that's for certain. And it's taken a lot of research to do, because, luckily for me, I found it quite easy to relate to Mark in fairness. He's quite similar to who I am as a person anyway.
Right.
But I'm sure other actors in the cast have had to do a lot more sort of research and digging around, because some of the issues it's very hard, obviously, to relate to.
Mm.
Alex, probably...
So, Alex, tell us a little bit about your character without giving too much away.
Without giving too much away, okay. I'm playing the character Tom Collins, and he's basically a teacher at a university in New York, and at the beginning of the show, he's just been fired from his job because he's basically a crazy bohemian, and
right.
He was probably fired because of his alternative teaching methods or something, and he's one of the characters who has HIV/AIDS, and he's a very, very warm character. He loves all his friends, and he's definitely not afraid to fall in love. He completely bends over backwards for everyone, and I'd say he goes on quite an interesting journey throughout the show. I think that's all I can really say.
Okay. Fair enough. And Sarah, what about your character? Where does that fit into it all?
Well, I'm actually mostly playing a homeless person.
Right.
So I did, in fact, do a research trip to London and spent some time around the homeless people, just trying to really get inside that and see what that was like. Because it's very difficult to portray that realistically from where we are in our lives and in this part of the country and the world particularly. So I think there's just the homeless people are on stage a lot, just as a reminder that this is what it was like in the 90s New York, and possibly still is. Just throughout the whole story, that there's so many challenges happening in that time.
Absolutely, wow! So that's quite a commitment to go and take that time out to do that.
Yes, my husband did think I was a little crazy, but he was fine after I had a shower.
Fair enough. I see. Fair enough. Okay, so, I mean, and there is, we've talked about Rent before in the show, there is a sort of quite a tragic behind-the-scenes story to Rent as well, isn't there, of course, with the writer?
Yes, so Jonathan Larson, who is the writer, unfortunately actually never got to see his show ever performed. Quite tragically, he died on the morning of the premiere.
Mm.
Marfan syndrome, which he didn't. He had all the symptoms, but he just never got caught.
Right.
And tragically, he never got to see his show brought to life. But I think that's what something that makes it even more special in terms of a show, that it's got that sort of, because it is partially kind of based on some true events of his as well.
Right.
Like he apparently placed Mark Cohen off himself quite a lot in terms of how his friendships worked and everything, and in fact he was just trying to just get along in this world.
Well, so, and the whole, the whole stories of living and dying and how you live and all of that stuff, to then have that extra poignancy, as you say, does give another depth to it.
Yeah, so what was special is, like, I remember reading about it, how the Rent cast, like, usually if something happens like that, normally they probably, like, cancel the show or something, out of respect, but the Rent cast just went, no, we're going to put it on because that's what he would have wanted. And we need to kind of bring a lot of these issues to light, in a sense.
Yeah.
There are, like you said earlier, real, very real issues, which unfortunately sometimes do come to kind of get overlooked in modern-day society. So.
Quite often just kind of pushed a little bit under the carpet still, aren't they? There's still, a few taboos in there too.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's on next week. Tell us where, when, how do we get tickets? How do we get along and see this?
Well, we are on at the Rhoda McGough Theatre in good old Woking.
Mm-hmm.
From Thursday the 17th to Saturday the 19th of September.
Yeah.
We'll be performing at 7:45 every night.
Brilliant.
And there are two ways you can get tickets. You can do it through our online booking system at www.simplytheatre.net.
Yeah.
Or through our box office number at 07786. 002744.
Okay.
£15 for an adult and £12 for a concession.
So that was 15, was it? Because you just disappeared, just at the crucial moment there.
Yeah.
50. Okay, lovely. Fantastic. Well, I wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you.
I'll throw my hand in and say I'll be there every night because I'm going to be in the band.
Well, I'm looking forward to your bass.
Well, manage your expectations, that's all I say. There's some tricky songs in this show. I'll say that. And I'm not even singing. So, I look forward to seeing you all on Sunday, and I wish you all the very best. I'm going to play probably one of the best known songs from the show, which is called Seasons of Love. Can you, someone just tell us how that fits in to the story?
So Seasons of Love is kind of just that feel good number sort of put in there, just to kind of show that sort of unanimity which standing against everything that's happening in the play. Just something that the audience can easily get involved in, sing along if they know the words, can I dance along to in their seats if they want, clap along, mm-hmm. whatever. That sort of number which just brings everything together and shows that everyone's as one, not just as their characters, but also as a cast, really.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, Sarah, Freddie, Alex and Martin hiding in the corner as well. I wish you all the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Have a good rehearsal tonight, because you're heading in now to put the finishing touches together.
And attempt another run.
Yeah. All the best. I'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. So, this is Seasons of Love from Rent. Thank you for everyone involved in Simply Theatre's production, taking place next week. Seasons of Love from Rent, playing that for everyone involved in Simply Theatre's production, taking place next week at the Rhoda McGaw Theatre in Woking from Thursday to Saturday the 17th to the 19th of September. Shows at 7:45. If you fancy tickets, they're £15 for adults, £12.50 for concessions, and you can get them from the website simplytheatre.net or the box office number 07786002744. All of that information will be for you on the Dan Curtis Drive Time Show Facebook page. If you've missed it, enjoy a bit of local theatre. That's what it's all about. And you might just see me there. I'll be the one with the big blue bass.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.